Out beyond the ranch house was a distant light, which would be Sam Gelvin's store and manor house. Until not long ago, Gelvin had ranched the country beyond Newton's. He ought to know what was going on over in those parts. When Jim Yount and his men finally left, Ward stepped outside into the moonlight and sat down on the steps to the bunkhouse. Kim Sartain was on his way back from the main house.
Evening, Kim. Everything okay?
Yeah, sure. I had to wait for Ruth and that Yount fella to get through talking so I could finish up.
Are they getting anywhere?
Well, he sure sounds like he's serious.
Well, Yount may be a cattle buyer, but those two riders with him are no average cowpunchers.
I didn't cotton to that Lund fellow myself, nor to Yount.
Red Lund is a gun hand if I ever saw one. And Dodson's right off the outlaw trail, too, or else I miss my guess.
What do you suppose they're up to?
I don't know, Kim, but I intend to find out. I'm riding into town first thing in the morning. Keep an eye on things, will you?
Sure. Just don't do anything I wouldn't do.
Well, I guess that'll give me some leeway.
Gelvin's store was still closed when McQueen reached town the next morning, but he was pretty sure he knew where to find the man. Swinging down from his saddle in front of Abel Findlay's Bobcat Cafe, he tied his horse and pushed through the batwing doors. Abel was washing coffee cups at a dishpan behind the counter. Sam Gelvin sat at a table with Dave Cormack, Logan Keene, and a lean-looking cowpoke McQueen didn't recognize. The four of them were playing poker. Two other strangers lounged at the counter. They turned to look at McQueen when he entered, then turned away again quickly. Gelvin and the others went on playing cards at the table.
Howdy, Abel. Let me have a cup of coffee, will you?
Coming right up. How are things out of the Tumbling K?
Pretty good. We were digging stragglers out of the breaks all day yesterday.
Ooh, tough work.
It's all right for a brush popper, but I like open country.
McQueen drank his coffee, watching the two men in the mirror behind the counter. They seemed to be minding their own business, but somehow Ward sensed they were listening closely to every word he said.
They tell me there's good range out beyond the Newtons. I think I'll ride over there and see if there's any...